Celebrating a truly unique UBC occasion with Professor Arvind Gupta, UBC's 13th President and Vice Chancellor, at his formal installation ceremony Friday, September 12th. Watch the live webcast 10 to 11:30 a.m. at ubc.ca/installation. The event is sure to be a memorable and inspiring way to kick off his first term as our president.
I went down to the river. I jumped right in and I drowned. But there was nobody to see me. So I was never found. Nobody to come and call out my name and drag back my body to the ground. And that's how I always remember the day. I went out to the desert, I laid right down and died. Wolves were hitting my fingers, and the vultures were coming for my eyes. With scorpions crawling all over my face, my body was covered with flies. And that's how I always remember the day. And I knew I would not be saved. I heard not a word nor whisper, and I quietly faded away. And that's how I always remember the day that I was
I'm not afraid to die.
Hello, UBC. Hello, people at home, at work, or wherever you may be listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are here at UBC next to the sub today from 12 to 1, well, 12 10 to 1. We'll be doing our weekly live at lunch. This goes on until Friday, every day from noon to 1. And today we have the wonderful Flintettes. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Yeah. Do you want to introduce yourselves first?
I think you kind of just did. So
Like the names. I'm Eric. You are?
My name's Mike. We are the Flintettes, Marissa and Cece. Happy to be here today. And CITR is always so wonderful to us. So we're very pleased to be doing a little lunchtime. Strange to be awake this hour and doing this. But yeah, great to be here.
All right. Well, that's enough of an introduction, I think. Let's listen to a few songs and then get to chatting a bit later.
Sounds good.
All right. Everybody put your hands together for the Flintettes. Woo!
They were singing about songs of love, songs of love.
Different places, same places.
Thank you. Wow, I'm out of shape.
That was great. So great that you guys will be opening for the acclaimed, the classic important band, The Sonics, correct?
Very correct, and pretty overwhelming and exciting. It's an honor to be at an opening. I mean, even before the Evaporators, is a pleasure. So throw The Sonics in there, and it's just hard to get my head around.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, when is the show exactly for everyone out there?
It's October 2nd at the Rickshaw Theater. So tickets are around all the local shops, Zulu, Red Cat, Neptune, all the usual culprits have tickets, I think, left, so get on it.
Yeah, I saw the Sonics last year, and it was a great show, and we're seeing the Flintettes right now, which is a great show. And if anyone's seen the Evaporators.
Oh, geez, it's a fantastic show.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, I mean, there's really no excuse to not show up.
And one of CITR's own, Nardwar, right? So.
Exactly.
You almost have to be there, right?
Exactly. Speaking of CITR Zone, I hear that Cece on the drums works at Discorder.
Yes. Well, actually, I work at the UBC Library Digitization Center, which is located in the basement of the Barber Center over there. And I'm currently working on a project where we're digitizing all of the back issues of Discorder, starting from the very first one in 1983, I believe. So I've worked my way through the 80s and 90s, and I'm currently in the early 2000s.
And have you seen any cool additions, any bands that you recognize, anything?
Oh, yeah. Well,
any special stuff?
I moved to Vancouver in the late 90s and started playing in bands, so I'm just starting to really recognize like shows I went to, bands, friends. It's pretty cool. The first appearance of one of my early bands I played with was just the other day. I discovered a review of an EP. But besides that, though, in the 80s, they did a lot of cool interviews with bands like The Cure and U2, and later on in the 90s, Bjork. And they actually got around. They interviewed a lot of really cool artists that were coming to town. And all of those issues are going to be available, I think, early next year online, searchable and everything, so you can look up your favorite bands or whatever.
And I'm sure you'll be able to go onto the CITR website and find your way to all Cece's hard work at digitizing it.
And you will also hopefully find the Flintettes cover issue of Discorder.
Oh,
correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, ironically.
That took us by surprise, yeah.
I'll be digitizing myself probably later this year. That'll be a very, I don't know, meta moment.
All right, well, let's get back to some music here at CITR 101.9 at Live at Lunch, the Flintettes.
This one's for the nice tree over there. It's been watching us all afternoon.
And dancing a little bit.
I see it just waving its arm.
Yeah. How can I hold you closer now when I told you that I don't know how? How can I hold you closer now? How to hold you closer now, to hold you close, to hold you closer now, to hold you close. As I pass the days out, I sit and watch the sun go down. As the sun falls, it raises the moon to know the day I gave it lost. How can I hold you closer now when I don't know how to hold you closer now, to hold you close, to hold you closer now, to hold you close, to hold you close,
to hold you close.
What a thing it could be,
what a thing it could be,
but it doesn't. Same thing to you as it does for me. Well, how can I hold you closer now? I told you that I don't know how. How can I hold you closer now when I don't know?
Mm-hmm.
close. To hold you closer now. To hold you close. To hold you closer now.
I told you that I don't.
To hold you close.
I don't know how.
To hold you closer now.
To hold you close.
Hold you closer now.
To hold you close.
To hold you close.
To hold you closer now.
To hold you closer now.
I told you that I don't.
To
I don't.
Thanks a lot. Well, this one's not ours, but here you go.
Baby, come back. Baby, come back. Baby, come back. Baby, come back. This is the first time until today that you have run away. I'm asking you for the first time, love me enough and stay. Stay, stay, stay. Come back, baby, come back. Baby, come back. Cause I'm more hurt than you. I shouldn't have been out of luck, but now my love is true. True, true, true. Yeah, come back. Baby, come back. Baby, come back. Baby, come back.
That's
all right. Working at CITR, it is a physical commitment as well. It jumping is. Onto stages, doing somersaults off.
For the people at home, I mean, they have no idea the kind of work that we put in here.
The pyrotechnics are unbelievable, even on like a semi-sunny day.
It's insane. All right. So I have a question for you guys. How did the name The Flintettes come about? Does it stand for anything?
I don't think we've actually been asked that yet, but it started off kind of comical in a sense. I'll let Marissa tell you.
The front man, Mike Flintoff.
We're the front people.
Yeah. One of the front people in the band is Mike Flintoff. So it's a play on his name. We thought it would be funny because Cece and I, we were looking for a songwriter who we could be the rhythm section for. So we wanted to be somebody's Flintettes. And it really worked out for us because, you know, it really, you know, sparked a creative collaboration that is the Flintettes.
And there's no other Flintettes besides these fabulous two. Yeah. And it all started actually going to buy, since I'm at a university, I might as well talk about that. I actually read books, and I went to buy some books from Cece, and that's how we all kind of met up, which is hilarious. But we're all involved over the years in other bands and stuff, so it was nice to finally play together.
Yeah, that's really cool. Do you have any words about the Vancouver music scene in general? I mean, that's a pretty broad question.
Yeah, that's...
How do you feel being a part of this scene?
I guess we have an hour, huh? you know what? I'm honored to be a part of it. I think it's very healthy and supportive, and I'm more than proud when being out of this city to say, yeah, I'm part of that Vancouver music scene, because not just friends, but just so many bands doing so great, and taking what is Vancouver a name and taking the music outside, and it's kind of on the radar, you know? But yeah, I don't even know. That's a conversation I think could take so many different angles. I'm just going to say that, yeah, I love it. Nice and simple.
So do I, and so does everyone here at CITR 101.9 FM. And we also have some great bands from the scene playing the next few days at Live at Lunch. Tomorrow we have Supermoon, who are gracing this month's edition of Discorder. Then Royal Streets. And then on Thursday, Purple Hearts Social Club. So come out, eat some lunch, dance, you know, whatever.
Now, all the other bands that played last week, can you find them online and listen to their sets they did live at lunch?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Let's not forget about all those other great bands that played, like you did mention. But, yeah, I think Village was here. And so, check it out if it's somewhere out there. We should get you a mic.
Podcasting at CITR.ca. You can check out all the wonderful bands that have played at Live at Lunch. And before we get back to some tunes, let's talk about your single on Latida Records.
Sure, yeah. Actually, I think we're going to play that next, one of the songs off that. Yeah, very proud of that record, and the fine folks at Latida did put it out, and I think it's getting down to some limited copies, but they're around the shops, or we have some with us here. So, but yeah, that was recorded, funny enough, the last recording made at The Hive before Jesse Gander moved shop, so it was pretty special, I think, to go in there. We'd all recorded there with other bands, and I think to get to go in there and do one last little shebang, it was pretty special, so we had a good time making it. All right, we'll play a song off it now.
Yeah, let's listen to some of the last music made at The Hive. Here we are with the Flintheads.
Yeah, no pressure, huh?
Realize, is it love or revenge? shaking with the conflict of conscience when you rise in the morning. When it's true, it'll take you without any. So fast, but now I find I'm living each moment, for my life's just a memory of the past. With each passing year I find it's going too fast. I wish I could stay for 20 years. But now I find I'm finding hope back, finding hope back for years. I need a good laugh before I cry, try too hard, pain inside. I need a good laugh before I cry, before I cry. You say what they say about the golden years, it's all just a lie. Live your life, live it now before you die. I need a good laugh before I cry. I need a good laugh before I cry. I need a good laugh.
Summer is coming to an end. The weather is cooperating, but I was going to say it's been a very eventful summer for us as people. I was in a near-death experience, which really brought us closer together, and I just want to say I love you guys.
Aww.
I love you too.
It's been a summer of love.
Love you too, buddy.
We hope it has been for you too.
Well, That was beautiful.
How do you follow that? Ask the question now.
I really don't know what to say.
He's got to wipe the tear away first.
So, do you guys have any more tour dates coming up?
You know what? Right now, planned, we got the Sonic show, and then we're booked to go back in the studio to record another batch of songs. So we're kind of just playing it by ear at the moment, but possibly going to the island in December. To head back over there, seeing that university's back in. Maybe we can play at their lunchtime or something.
So, these batch of songs, are you guys looking towards making another EP, a full record?
You know what, I think we're going to end up sitting on about 5 or 6 new songs, and we haven't really thought about it, just enjoying recording them. So whatever happens, happens. You'll probably hear some capacity of them. I don't know what form yet. Looking forward to getting it out, though.
All right, so keep your eyes open for the Flintettes, and I think this is an appropriate time to plug Shindig, which is CITR's Battle of the Bands, our annual Battle of the Bands, at an all-new venue, the Hindenburg in Blood Alley, which, I mean, that's pretty hardcore.
That's awesome.
You can win great prizes for your band, recording time, merch, etc. And there's still time to apply if you want to apply by September 15th.
You can vouch for Shindig, actually. I've been in two bands that have won it.
Really?
Yeah, The Cinch and Vancouver.
Yeah.
And we got to record for free, and it was awesome. And it was also really fun to play and see other bands and be judged by the blind. I don't know who judges these things. Probably you. Probably.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
but the blind you have.
I didn't mean blind person.
I know. I just figured, like, you know, when one sense diminishes,
you don't
they
know
can
who
hear
the judges
you
are, is what
judges.
I was trying to say.
I know. I'm just playing.
And you get jokes. You get to do jokes for beer in between.
Do you have beer now? If we did a joke,
yeah, we do actually.
Really,
beer for
jokes?
Yeah. I mean, do you want to tell a joke?
I think Cece wants to tell you a joke.
Okay, I have a joke. I hope this doesn't offend anybody.
Hold on, does it get us one beer or three beer?
No, I don't want.
Okay, let's go. Okay.
A dyslexic man walks into a bra.
Whoa.
All right.
We'll do a lot of things for beer.
You got one, Mike. Come on.
Oh, yeah. So these two cannibals are eating a clown, right? And one turns to the other and he's like, does this taste funny to you? Yeah. We're here until 1 o'clock. We might be here all week. There's a new thing now. It's comedy at lunch. Bad comedy. Okay. Well, I think we're going to play another song. It's pretty funny, you know. You come and... I knew I'd break a string today, so I bring this guitar. I haven't played it, I think, like since I was like a kid out of my bedroom, so I don't even know what it sounds like, but at least it'll get us through. Here we go.
Together, the choice is ours.
Thanks a lot. We got a couple more for you. Alrighty, how much time do we got there, Mr. CITR? 20 minutes. We better talk for a while. Yeah.
All right. So, it's a beautiful day. I'm about done with previously prepared conversation, but we are here at Live at Lunch on CITR 101.9 FM. If you're at home enjoying this, I hope you are. If you're here on this beautiful sunny day, you may want to skip class and go to Rec Beach or go to class. I mean, either of those is a completely viable option. Do you want to talk a bit about your guitar?
Not really.
No? Okay. That was worth a shot.
No, I liked it.
Yeah, do you think it sounded appropriate?
No.
No?
No, it's like a toy.
It's like a toy. What about you? You want to talk about your bass? No. The Mustang bass?
Yeah, we should talk about.
I had this idea, and I think it could take off. Like, look at Marissa, and he's like, oh, shit, why'd you give him a microphone? So I just realized something after swearing on the air. I want to say hi to my daughter, probably listening. Hi, Nico. I love
hi,
you.
Hi, Nico. We love you, too.
Yeah.
Hi.
And anyways, I was just going to say, with this whole teacher strike going on, not to bring it up, but I had this great idea about it. I think instead of Movember, you know, people are willing to grow mustaches to raise money for people in need and causes. I think we should have Ike-tember. Where we all grow Jim Iker mustaches and short longs. And we start, like, raising money for the families of teachers, seeing that my wife's a teacher, and it does affect a lot of people. I think we should get a food bank going and all grow Jim Iker mustaches and short longs. Ike-tember? Ike-tober? We could really go wild with it. Like, we could make Vancouver an ugly place.
What about the women? We can't grow a mustache. Can we just let her leg hair grow free? Or?
Dude, fantastic. I Ike her on the legs. But, yeah, I mean, I think it'd be great. So, I don't know.
It's winter anyway, right?
Yeah, totally. You need the warmth. It's. But I think maybe we'll approach all the media outlets and get that going. Unless CITR can start something.
I think that is a wonderful idea. We'll talk to the PSA people, get some public service announcements out about Ike-tember. I already have a bit of a mustache growing, so I'll get the hair. I think this is a great idea.
Well, I think there's something there. I just don't know what.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm pretty well half serious, half kidding, but I'm leaning more to the serious side. So, yeah, support your teachers.
Yeah, guys, let's support the teachers. Yeah. Let's get a round of applause for that. All right.
Well, how much time did we just kill there? That was pretty good, huh?
Yeah, that was a solid 5 minutes that we've gotten
done. Okay, well, we'll play a couple more, and then we're done.
All right, we'll play a couple more, and then some more banter.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for having us today. Yeah. It's appreciated being here. So we are the Flintettes, and here's a couple more songs for you. Here's something that's new-ish.
A potted tricks at the bar, you're so hard to believe. A painted face is you're putting it on a thaw out to see. And when the night is over, you will be the one to see the truth that lies blood, the lands of the a painted bag, a red lipstick on your lips. A red lipstick all over your face. A red lipstick on the boys' collars. A red lipstick all over the place. Putting it on all wrong.
lipstick over your lips. A red lipstick all over your face. A red lipstick on the boy's collar. A red lipstick all over the place.
Here's the last song for you. Thanks again, CITR and UBC. We enjoyed having lunch with you and that tree over there for being such a supportive fan. This one's called It Could Have Been Love. Right after I tune this toy.
One talent that I wish I possessed was like really witty stage banter. But whenever I hear myself, I've done shows on CITR before, Thunderbird Radio Hell one time with my band Weathered Pines, and listening back, I was just horrified by the sound of my own voice, and I felt like I was talking way too much, and it scarred me for life. And here I am again, just trying to babble on, fill time.
Yes. You're doing a great job, Marissa. I don't have any more bad jokes, yeah. Sorry.
I feel like one day I'm going to get struck by lightning and suddenly have that talent. It's like, it's out there for me to get. I just need to happen upon it.
I know. Can only talk about the weather so much, right? All right, this is our last song. It's called It Could Have Been Love. It's off the B-side of our record we got out on La Di Da. Thanks for having us.
Are we really sure? Do we know? All right, thanks for having us.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, CITR. Yeah.
And thank you, Flintettes, and everyone who came out to Live at Lunch, including the tree.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I think that's all. Tune in tomorrow for Supermoon at noon. I think there might actually be a Supermoon tonight, or maybe that's incorrect.
There was a hell of a moon last night.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know, go out, enjoy the scenery. Keep tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM. Flintettes are playing with the Sonics, and that's about it. Thank you, everybody who came out, and thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us. Cheers.
Facts and fictions,
Why did you eat the whole thing?
Cause
you snuck in my room and got him and shut the door. Cause I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
Cause I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're gonna have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Save me.
nobody's been here for a while. Took the rain off of a chair, watching dances beneath me. Nobody ever looks so. But tonight, Christmas lights across the street. Night on the rooftop, across the light, across the sudden shadow. It moves the way I want it to. It's all stretched out and pulled back down in the glowing softness.
Cause I see it rise and fall above me. It cannot possibly a deity. Oogle and drool over things I don't need. Frugal and cruel in order to succeed. Vanquish the plebeian, feeble-mindedness recede. Stones at the one that you hate. Worries and woes have time to appreciate.